fingers hands high, whispering. Maintain quietness if you can. Father, we love you. May we decrease so you may increase. May you be the Lord of all. Lift your hands, whisper that name. Jesus. And again. Now lift up your hands, and when I say in the name of Jesus, you bring your hand on yourself and scream, I receive the impartation of his presence and all that he has to drop on you this morning. The healing, the deliverance, the touch of his power, the touch of his presence. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus! I receive the touch of God's power. I receive.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Something just happened now. Something just dropped now. Something just broke now. Something just let loose now. A change of story has come your way. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We are set for a most drastic revival moment in God's presence this morning. A refreshing of God's fire, a refreshing of God's power, a refreshing of the oil, a refreshing of grace is happening this morning. You will never return back the same way. And everyone watching, I see all our people connected online everywhere around the world. I'd like you to get ready today. Something is happening. Something is happening to your life. It's happening to your family. It's happening to the location where you are. A revival is about to break forth this morning in your spiritual life, in your destiny. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Be glorified, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, choir. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I am sure there are people that God has already touched in the service. Something has happened to you already. A healing, a deliverance, a miracle, a sign, a wonder, something happened. Is there someone like that here? Let me see your hand. God touched you, give you an encounter. That's right. Give your hand. Let me see. All right. At the end of the service, we'll be given the opportunity to say one thing or the other. As we proceed on this part two of our subject, the way of vision. It was so drastic last Sunday. People texted and messaged and from everywhere. Someone said that the money they paid for master class on vision, they want to collect it back because what they had in church, free of charge, they never had it where they paid money to be taught on such subjects. And we're going to the second part of it this morning. The way of vision, part 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4 is still our scripture. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Verse 4 now. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Last week we began by saying that when a life is left to chance, it has no chance. And that, now you can identify them on the screen for us, the keynotes we took at the first part of the message. That the most reasonable way to begin anything is to begin it with God. And the next important necessity of anything is called vision. We said that vision is important because what you define determines what you can discover. That is, what you cannot define, you can't discover. If you don't know what you want, how will you know when you see it? If you don't know what you want, how will you know when you see it? What you define determines what you can discover. And that the road you choose determines the place you will end. It determines the place you will end. The road you choose. And then we said that a life left to chance has no chance.
The life that is left to chance practically has no chance. Then, that divine function happens at the frequency of human vision. If God must walk, man must see. You see, as far as your eyes can see, so will I give to you. Divine vision happens at the frequency, divine function happens at the frequency of human vision. And we said, the vision of today is the reality of tomorrow. What we call vision today is what becomes reality tomorrow. If it is not vision today, it can't be reality tomorrow. Scriptures made that very clear. Then we began to look at the process of the vision. What is the way of the vision? The meaning of that is, how do I do to move from vision to reality? Number one, we said, identify the vision. What does God want you to do? And what is the most desirable thing in your life? Identify the vision. Number two, we said, to possess the vision. That is, let the vision become the major reason for your existence. Possess the vision, let the vision possess you. The vision is your life is the vision. The reason why you wake up, the reason why you dress, the reason why you drive. Number three, we said, document the vision. Write it down. Vision gains life when it is written. Document the vision. We said that last week. Fourth, we said, simplify the vision. Make it plain. Make it easy to understand. If this is to be achieved in 1 year, what is to be achieved monthly? And what is to be achieved weekly? Simplify the vision. So you can focus on daily victories, which would translate into overall victory. And fifthly, we said, to review the vision. Most people write the vision at the beginning of the year and they don't look at the book again until next year. It doesn't work like that. Review the vision. Be committed to reviewing the vision. That was where we stopped last week. All I have said now is just an oversimplification of a detailed message that was given last week. Today, we are going to go further to number 6 and all the way to number 10. Number 6 says, identify action steps. Action steps. Write a vision. Make it plain that it may run. That read it. Identify action steps mean identify what to run with. Listen to this. Part of knowing what you want is knowing what to do to get it. Part of knowing what you want in life is knowing what you to do to get it. You don't really know what you want until you know what to do to get it or to get at it. Secondly, a wise man by the name Charles Blair said, the greatness of a man lies in the purpose for which he lives, in the understanding of the purpose for which he lives, and his willingness to pay the price to get it. The greatness of anybody lies in the understanding of the purpose for which they live, and their willingness to pay the price to get at it. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo said, and this is the third point I like to make. For every rise there is a price. If there must be a rise, there must be a price. So if there is somewhere you want to rise to, there is a price. Identifying that price and paying that price is critical to one's rise. Somebody say amen. First thing I'd like you to know, according to scripture in Luke chapter 14 verse 28, there is a cost for every tower. Have you ever seen a man who wants to build a tower? Except he first sits down to count the cost. There is a cost for every tower. And counting that cost is critical to building that tower. Somebody say a loud amen. When a young man enters the university like the man who testified and wants to graduate to the first class, there are things he needs to do. He's not going to while away time like other young men. He sits down to determine how to live in order to graduate like that. Listen to this. Vision equals daydream, where cost implication is not known. A person is just daydreaming, where cost implication is not known, where cost implication is not settled. Fifth thing I will say of six, depending on how you are numbering them. You don't live where you are until you know what to do. You don't live where you are until you know what to do. So part of saying, I'm trusting the Lord for, I'm going to be a kingdom financial investor in 2023, a kingdom financial investor in 2024, and I'm trusting God for an income of $1 million or $10 million in 2023. Part of that is, what do I do to get at this harvest of resources? Lord, what business is holding my money? Where do I invest? Where do I direct my energy? Part of knowing what to do, knowing what you want, is knowing what to do to get there. Somebody say a loud amen. Identify action steps. You don't live where you are until you know what to do. And finally, knowing what to do and doing what you know is the way to inevitable success in life. Knowing what to do and doing what you know, that is wisdom. And it is the way to inevitable success in life. There are people who don't know what to do, so they do anything they think they should, and there's no result. Yet there are those who know what to do, but they don't do the things they know. They are just intelligent, but intelligently foolish. God, pardon the use of that word. And they just remain the same. Knowing what to do and doing what you know is a way of inevitable success. That is, it doesn't matter the principalities after your case. You are inevitably successful because principles are superior to principalities. Identify action steps. That is number six. That was from write the vision. Make it plain that you may run. Number seven says, act on the vision. Another way to say it is, take action. Dash. You have identified the action steps Act on the vision, that means dash, take action. That's right. Run with the vision. Please know the following first. That vision requires action for manifestation. Vision requires action for manifestation. I don't care. It doesn't matter how big the vision is. It requires action for manifestation. There is something you will be doing daily. There is something you will be doing weekly. There is something you will be doing regularly that will take you there. Second, vision without action equals stagnation and frustration. Vision without action equals stagnation and frustration. It's like the man who wants roasted chicken to fly out of the fry pan into his mouth. He will wait forever. Vision without action equals stagnation and frustration. Vision without action. Listen to this. Maybe it's a C now. Vision without action is wishful desire without practical delivery. Vision without action is wishful desire without practical delivery. You are just desiring, but there will be no delivery. Fourthly, position only changes when steps are taken in the direction of needed change. Again, position only changes when steps are taken in the direction of needed change. I am the pastor of a church. I am tired of the stagnation of the church. I need a change in position of that church. Position changes when steps are taken in the direction of needed change. I am a husband. I am tired of continuous crisis and quarrel in my home. I want this position to change. Position only changes when steps are taken. See where I am. And I want to get to where that television screen is. I can think it. I can pray it. I can confess it. I'm going to get there. I am getting to that television screen one day, and it is my desire to get there, and my vision is to reach that place. For as long as I think it, talk it, say it, nothing changes until steps are taken. So this is step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm taking steps, and position is changing in the direction of needed change. When people want to make money without taking necessary steps, moral correct steps, either they become ritualists, or they become criminals, or they become fraudsters. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And they become one of those because they want their position to change without taking the necessary, correct, practical steps. He wants to sleep in the morning, from night till morning, and all the way, and still make a lot of money. No way. Position changes where steps are taken. I prophesy to someone here, the kind of steps that you will change your position, I declare the inspiration for that kind of step is coming your way right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, say amen at the top of your voice. I met a man a few days ago. He has been coming for our programs, ministers' conference, for the past 11 years, since the year of 2011. That's almost 12 years now. I didn't know him too personally, but he kept coming. Some conferences, 3 times, May, August, November. From another country, he will come and he will go. You see, one of the last days, about 2 years ago, he came and he came to my office. Let me come and greet my father in the Lord. I didn't know him personally. They brought him to me. And I said, go and explode. He said, nobody knew him. But he has been tenaciously, consistently taking these steps of coming to sit down, coming to receive, coming to be imparted. And then he returned back to his country. After that word, go and explode. Before you can say praise the Lord, boom, under 1 year. Their crossover, last crossover that they did in this 20,000 seat stadium that overflooded in his country. Taking the right steps. Now, listen to the next point. Positive outcomes are the result of positive actions. Positive outcomes are the product of positive action. When people take positive action, they see positive outcomes. That also means that massive outcomes are the product of massive actions. Ah, yeah. Massive outcomes. When you are going to see outcomes that are massive, somebody took action that was massive. You can't eat like a rat and discharge like an elephant. Never. And the last one is true. No actions, no outcomes are the product of no actions. No actions. When a person took no action and is expecting an outcome, it doesn't happen. No outcomes are the product of no actions. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? So begin to move massively. Act massively. You are not allowing the weeks to be passing and you are doing nothing and expecting something. You are not allowing days to be passing and you are doing nothing and expecting something. You must do something consistently in the direction of what you call your vision. This is what I'm trusting God for in 2023. What are the 20 things I can do to make this thing come to pass? What are the 10 top things I can do to make this thing come to pass? Number one, number two, number three, number four. Written down. Then, out of these 10, which 3 or 5 can I face squarely and get 80% of the results I'm looking for? And then you identify them and face it squarely and face them squarely. You are not called to be everywhere. To be everywhere is to be nowhere. We are not called to do everything. To do everything is to arrive at nothing. Identify this something that must be done, that you must pour your life and your time and your energy in, that will produce the result. Please understand, next, that effects are the product of effort. That is very critical in the realm of vision and accomplishment. If there must be effect, someone put forth some effort. If there must be effect, someone put forth some effort. There can be no destination without a drive. You drive, then you reach. If there is a destination you want to reach in life, there must be a drive. You are driven. You are doing something. You are taking steps. You are making moves to arrive at your destination. If there is a destination that you want to reach, there must be a drive. And let me round this off by saying this. Finally, the move of man will always attract the move of God. Most times, God is watching your move in order to move in addition. There are many people who say, God help me, and God say, I should come and help you to do what? I should come and give you help to achieve what? Alright, let me give you 1 million quantum of help. Multiply 1 million by zero is what? Zero. I should come and help you to do what? The Bible said they went everywhere and the Lord went with them. God moves with those who move. Mark chapter 16 and in verse 20. They went and the Lord went. They went and the Lord went. The Lord did not went until they went. Can you pardon the use of that English? They went everywhere and the Lord went with them. That is why God moves with some people that are just very, very aggressive. I have a meeting this. I have a program series this year. In one of those programs that I have for this year, I have a morning service, I have an afternoon meeting, and then I have an all night. Just the same day. I said God to move in the morning, the afternoon, and the night. Am I communicating? God moves with movers. He walks with walkers. When Moses lifted up his rod, the Lord caused an east wind to come and separate the Red Sea. He moves with movers. He walks with walkers. I prophesy today, the energy to move is released upon someone here right now. I take authority over every spirit of lethargy, every spirit of laziness, every spirit of indolence. I command it to die now. In the name of Jesus. Listen, beloved brothers and sisters, there is no victory for the lazy. There is no success for the indolent. No victory for the lazy. If you are lazy, it cannot be easy. For as long as a man is lazy, life cannot be easy. There are times if I oversleep, I'll wake up very, very angry. And I say, today you must pay. You must pay this day, this today. You must pay for the loss of 1 hour yesterday. Hallelujah. Act on the vision. Number 8, possess the sense of urgency. Possess the sense of urgency that he may run that readeth it. If vision will come to pass, somebody must run. That he may run that readeth it. I want you to know the following first, that vision is time sensitive. It's time sensitive. For the vision is for an appointed time. It's time sensitive. When God called me into ministry, I had many options. The options to go to the United Kingdom, where my father-in-law was professor of medicine at the University of London. A visiting professor. They wrote us to come once. And after we didn't go, they wrote us the next year. We are still waiting for you. Other options were there. But God called me at that time. Now, if I said, let me attend to all these things first, then I'll start later. And maybe now is the time I'm talking about stepping into the ministry. The time has passed. Vision is for an appointed time. No matter how interested you are in joining the army, age 60 is too late. You are interested too late. At age 60, they have retired since. You are interested in playing Nigerian football, and your interest at age 56 is except your dead body they want to carry from the field. Vision is time sensitive. Listen to this. Third or second, beauty is the outcome. When the right thing is done at the right time. For he makes all things beautiful in his time. Beauty is the outcome. When the right thing is done at the right time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verse 11. He has made all things, everything beautiful in his time. You know the reason? Most people do the right thing casually, reluctantly, sluggishly, until the time passes. But the truth is, and that is the next point I want you to note, it is not enough to do the right thing. It is important to do the right thing timely, urgently. It's not enough to do the right thing. It is important to do the right thing timely, urgently. I'm sure you have heard that the best time to strike the iron is when it is hot. That is when you can bend it. That is when you can produce the result, whatever result you are desiring of that iron. The best time to make hay, they said, is while the sun shines. What is the use planting the seed when the planting season has passed? When the rainy season is gone? Well, you can still plant, but you need so much effort. Effort to water it yourself. Effort to do all the things yourself. Urgency. The challenge of many people is not that they don't have the vision, but they confronted their vision with procrastination. And when vision marries procrastination, it delivers frustration. It delivers frustration, delivers stagnation. For most people, yesterday was the best time. You should have done what you are thinking about. Today is getting too late. Tomorrow is unthinkable. You wanted to take a course. You wanted to do a personal development. You wanted to improve your skill. You wanted to take a fast. You wanted to push yourself in God. And you kept on waiting. And you kept on rescheduling, and you kept on delaying. Listen, if the bird does not fly, the bird must fall. If you don't swim, you sink. If you don't run, you rust. Delay will only bring decay. I mean, it's not flying, except it perches on the tree, it must fall from the sky. If it's not swimming, it must sink. When the stone is left in the middle of the grass, it becomes green. It gathers moss. I preached a brutal message about 20 years ago, maybe titled, Do It Now. And I think that message will still be relevant today. Why is it important to move with the sense of urgency? First, you don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. You have only time. There is nothing God has asked us to do that takes forever to do. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. We have just time. We have a time allocation. Second, God is the God of times and seasons. So you can only count on his help at the right time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There is a time to every To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. God is the God of times and seasons. You can only count on his help at the right time. He can still help you at another time, but you need to maybe extra labor. That's the first. You don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. You have only time. Second, God is the God of times and seasons. You can count on his time, on his help, at the right time. Thirdly,
it is easy when it is season.
Oh yeah.
When it is season, it is easy.
What does that mean?
When you are teaching a young man mathematics and all the equations, 5x plus 3y equals 10z, whatever. And he's just following you. Misunderstanding. But carry an old man whose time has passed. 65, 70 from the village. 70, 75. He said, 5x plus 10y. He said, what are you talking about? Is 5 a number or a letter? Okay, x is a letter. 5 is a number. What? Why are they together? Are we trying to spell something or what? It is not easy for him because it is no longer season. It's no longer season. It's no longer season. If you want to cultivate the ground in rainy season, the ground is easy. If you want to use the same hoe in dry season, it is not easy because it is not season.
There are many of us trying to do things that are so difficult now because season passed. When God wanted you to do it, passed. When he wanted you, when the fire of it landed in your heart, had passed. So it's so difficult. You have to ask for extra grace, extra help, extra mercy, because it is only easy when it is season. Nobody prays for rain in rainy season. Nobody prays for daybreak when the day has broken. It is easy, provided it is season. Am I communicating? This explains the difficulty. Difficulty. I mean, somebody is calling in, coming into ministry 20 years after he was originally called. 25 years, 35 years. He's struggling and just struggling and just struggling and wondering what's going on. He's doing the right thing at the wrong time will give the same result as doing the wrong thing. Hallelujah. I prophesy upon somebody here. If season passed, may God give you a second chance. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God grant you a second chance to do the right thing and to do what he wants you to do. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Why is it important to move with a sense of urgency? Fourthly,
delay destroys energy and enthusiasm. It destroys energy and enthusiasm. Just the same way that age affects strength most times, it destroys energy and enthusiasm. Delay.
How many of you remember when you wanted to do something? Maybe you wanted to learn the keyboard. You wanted to learn a new language. the idea came to you. It was very, very hot. You were very, very, you were just on fire. You just had this passion. I'm going to learn the keyboard. I'm going to learn a new language. I'm going to improve myself in this or that. I'm going to do this. You were very eager. But then the time passed. You delayed a bit. All of a sudden, the fire died. Enthusiasm died. Passion died. Until the time comes when they will mention it. You say, oh yes. Oh, last year I wanted to really do it. I don't even know what really happened. The fire died. The passion died. The energy died. The enthusiasm died. Because you didn't confront it. You know what they tell the women in labor? When a woman is in labor, and they said to her, when the contraction is so strong, and the pain is so high, madam, that is when to push. When you feel the pain, when you feel the contraction, when it's so strong, push. At that time, the child will come out. And she does it, and truly, bam, the child came out. But if she failed to push, at the peak of that pressure, at the peak of that intensity, the contraction will wane. And then she tries again, it wanes. After a while, she becomes tired. Protracted, obstructed labor, or protracted labor. Mother is tired, baby in the womb is tired. All right? You are not able to deliver by yourself, so let's go and remove the child by cesarean session. That will never be your portion. All truths are parallel in life. At the peak of enthusiasm, at the peak of energy, at the peak of passion and fire, if the right thing is not done, the energy may disappear. And that energy may disappear forever. And at the end of the day, all that is left is regret. Listen to this. When opportunities are missed, regrets are born. When you don't do the things that are meant to be done at the time they should be done, regrets are born. In 2023, in this year, I prophesy, I decree the grace to do the right thing at the right time. The grace to confront what you know needs to be done. That grace is released upon you right now. It's released upon you right now. It's released upon you right now. Say the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I will possess urgency. The sense of urgency. I am not going to be delaying anymore. In Jesus' precious name. Did anybody get anything this morning? Give the Lord the praise if you did. Do you have accommodation for two more? Alright, number 9. He said, even though it tarry, wait for it. The vision is for an appointed time. Number 9 says, be patient in expectation. Even though we are meant to be urgent in action, we are expected or admonished to be patient in expectation. Yes. Act urgently, but wait patiently for results. Understand the following first, that visions speak. Not at the beginning, but at the end. When you begin things, you may not see the kind of result you may expect. When you begin to pursue what you feel God wants you to pursue, or the thing that must be pursued, you may not see the kind of result you expect at the beginning. But visions speak, not at the beginning, but at the end. Rewards don't come at the beginning of labor. Rewards arrive at the end of labor. They don't pay laborers at the beginning of the day at the construction site. No, otherwise they disappear on the spot. It's at the end
of the day.
Listen to this second point or third. After the seed of action is sown, the harvest of outcomes must be received with patience. After the seed of action is sown, the harvest of outcomes must be received with patience. Patience. In Luke chapter 8, verse 15, Jesus speaking the B part, he said, But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. After the seed of action is sown, the harvest of outcomes must be received with patience. And note the next point. Durable outcomes. Let me qualify it further. Great, big, and durable outcomes require time to manifest. Great, big, and durable outcomes require time to manifest. If the outcome you are expecting is going to last, if the outcome you are expecting is great, if it is durable, it will take time to manifest. They require time. In Nigeria, there's something we call bacha. You know bacha? What is bacha in English? A shank or a shant or what's that? A makeshift shan. Shack. Oyibo. You can build a makeshift shank or shack in a day, but it may take years to build a tower. And you can also knock off that shanty or whatever it is down in a day. Am I communicating? An antelope and an elephant started race. Who will arrive first? The antelope will arrive first, but arrive small. The elephant will arrive slow, but arrive big. That is a shack. Thank you. Shack. That shack can be built without an architectural design. You yourself can design it. You design it. In fact, you design it while you are building. Put this stick here. Put the other one here. Not on paper, or just. Hallelujah. Every 21 days, a rat can give birth to a baby. Elephant takes 28 months to be pregnant and deliver. The rat is jubilating that he has given birth now after 21 days. It's mocking the elephant. And look at you. You have not born yet. But when the elephant picking arrives, is it comparable to the ratlet? The fingernail of baby elephant is bigger than the baby rat. God is speaking to somebody. There is something that is delaying to come your way. And I am anointed to announce it is arriving very big. Hey! It is arriving very big. That miracle, that manifestation, that expectation, that which God promised you is arriving very big. And no devil can stop it. You believe and shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, if it is arriving slow, it's because it's arriving big. Tell somebody and say, if it is arriving slow, it is because it is arriving big. Don't give up! Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Many arrive too soon, and they arrive too small, and arrive too temporary. And there are some of us that people think we arrived late. You know, at the beginning of our ministry, we saw a lot of people doing the same thing we're doing. But for one reason or the other, they were seeing things and were wondering, what are these people doing that we are not doing? It was a mystery. Unknown to us, some of them bought cars on credit. All manner. There are some that have to service the payment of the car every week. There are some, the person they bought the car from will arrive where they are and say, you have to take your time. All manner. But we just follow the path. When the cellular was 120, remember that cellular? Not 9-0. Carrying it. You are just carrying a small phone. But we followed what we knew was the path. It was arriving slow. But when it arrived, like they used to say in Nigeria, oh boy. God is about to change your story. God is about to change your story. Sun must always set for the laborer that is patient. It may be hot now, but sunset is coming. In our place, they said in Nigeria, generally they said a patient dog will eat the fattest bone. Let me say three things as I move to the next point. Why is patience necessary? First, pursuit is abandoned where patience is absent. Pursuit is abandoned where patience is absent. Abandoned projects, abandoned pursuits are everywhere because patience is absent. And what is not pursued cannot be possessed. It is what is pursued that can be possessed. There was a young man when this ministry started. He was with us. He lived in the same one room that my wife, myself, our baby here, and my wife's cousin and my own sister, and then he was I think seventh person in that one room. Every time he went on evangelism, he would come back complaining and grumbling. This man, I did everything for him in terms of spiritual impartation and investment. Before ministry could be 6 months or 3 months, he traveled and disappeared. Whatever we're doing was too slow, was too tedious, was too laborious. He lacked patience. One day we went to Kaduna for a crusade. Big crusade at the stadium, I think Amodebelo Stadium or something. On our way driving out, I saw this guy at the fringe of the crowd. If he was here today. He saw the ministry when we were doing evangelism on the road. service number one or number two, he was there. I saw him at the corner of the crusade ground, watching from afar. I drove and parked beside him. I said, "How are you? It's a long time." He said, "Yes, sir. I haven't seen you again. You don't come at all?" I said, "I'll come, sir." After that crusade till now, I haven't seen him. Hey! God positioned you at a mega kingdom, mega project at its beginning. You couldn't see any future. You know why some people live your life alone? They can't perceive a future with you. They don't think you will amount to anything. They don't think you can become anything. They don't think there is anything to you. But there are so many people today that God will take by surprise. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. There are those who think that your life and your destiny will not amount to anything that God will take by surprise. If you believe us, shout the loudest amen. Many pursuits abandoned. Many possibilities abandoned. Because people are not patient. Why is patience necessary? Number two, alternatives. And I put in bracket here, destructive alternatives are arranged where patience is lacking. Alternatives that are destructive. Lord, I've been trusting you for a husband, a God-fearing husband. God-fearing husband has not come. I will now find myself a husband. He's just married to an occultist who is looking for who to sacrifice. You know, one woman told me, I think the husband joined the occult. Billionaire man. He told the wife, he said, "Anything you want out of all this, my property, I would like to give to you. But please, will you agree to die?" You know what the woman said? "If I die, what will I do with the property?" "Just agree for me and die." The woman agreed, refused to die. And the man crashed. Aircraft owner, everything owner is now hopping on anything. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't arrange for yourself an alternative because it may be destructive. God told Abraham a child of promise is coming. Abraham refused to wait for the promise. He arranged an alternative. With who? Hagar. Give birth to who? Ishmael. What is the major problem of the world today? Everything from the same root. Terrorism, everything. That was why I call it destructive alternatives. When people fail to be patient, they begin to look for options that will eliminate them. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Finally, victory is forfeited where patience is absent. Victory is forfeited. Victory is never tasted where patience is absent. I read a book many years ago, Acres of Diamond, by Russell Conwell, founder of Temple University. And he told the story of what happened in the days of the gold rush. A man, in those days, people would dig the ground looking for gold. And this man dug the ground and the ground and dug his own property, looking for gold. Something told him that there may be gold. He dug the ground, and he dug very deep, and just abandoned the property and sold the land to somebody else and took the money to go and look for gold. The new owner of the property decided to continue digging from where the last owner stopped, and he just dug once and got gold. You know what happened? The last owner was just 1 inch to gold when he gave up. I'm no longer patient. He sold a land full of gold for nothing to go and look for what he had. You don't taste the sweetness of victory where patience is lacking. The sweetness of breakthrough. How sweet breakthrough can be. How sweet victory can be where patience is lacking. You are unable to taste the sweetness of victory. The sweetness of breakthrough. That will never be your portion. I announce to somebody here, that kind of testimony will never be your testimony. You will never be a victim of near success syndrome. You will not miss it at the edge of victory. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Be patient in expectation. Give the Lord a shout of victory. And finally, live by faith. I'm just deciding to finish up the message today because I think we have only 2 more Sundays and we have so much to say in this faith. He said the just shall live by his faith. That is the conclusion of the message in Habakkuk chapter from verse 1. He began to talk about vision, how to fulfill vision. And then number 4, the 4th verse, he told us how vision is important. Now, so note this, that faith is critical to move from vision to reality. To move from vision to manifestation, faith is critical. Faith is critical. Next, in seeing the invisible, which is what vision is, you are seeing in your mind's eye what others can't see. In seeing the invisible, you must believe the incredible in order to experience the impossible. In seeing the invisible, you are seeing a reality nobody can see in your mind's eye. You must believe the incredible, the unbelievable, that this is a possibility in order to experience the impossible. That was what happened to David. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? I will take down your head. He was believing in something that was unbelievable. That a war giant could be taken down with a catapult, a stone, a piece of stone. And he experienced the impossible. Next thing to note is, any vision that is not big enough to require faith, is not big enough to make a difference. Anything that is, you call a vision, that is not big enough to stretch your faith, it is not big enough to make a difference, to make a mark. Whether in your life or anybody's life. So real vision will require faith. What you are trusting God for, what you want to do with your life, is beyond what your energy can do, what your resources can do, what your wisdom can do, your learning can do. Fourthly, when you live by faith, your life is no longer left to faith. F-A-T-E. When you live by faith, your life is no longer left to faith. You are not left to chance. You are not left to what will be, will be. Many people's lives are left to chance. Whatever is happening to everybody is happening to them. Whatever is available everywhere is available for them. That is negativities. But when you live by faith, your life is no longer driven by faith or chance. And fifthly, when you live by faith, you can live above fact. The fact is, nobody in your family has become anything that you are talking about, but the faith is, I can become it. When you live by faith, you can live above fact. The fact is, in Nigeria, this kind of thing cannot happen. But my faith is, God says He will supply my riches. He will supply my needs, not according to the riches of Nigeria or according to the conditions in Nigeria, but according to His riches in glory. When you live by faith, you can live above fact. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. The fact is, the doctor said they saw so and so in my system. My faith says, Himself took my infirmities and carried my diseases. My faith says, by His stripes I am healed. And I announce to somebody here, when faith and fact fight, fact bows, faith wins. Somebody say amen. Fact must bow. I have had situations many, many times where the fact bows. The fact bows and the faith wins. Finally, why is faith necessary for the vision? Three things and then we shall jump up and pray. Number one, faith is necessary to bring God into the vision equation. Faith is necessary to bring God into the vision equation. Faith brings the God factor into the vision. Well, I am trusting God to do this and I am expecting to do this and that with my life. But I depend on the help of God. That is V plus A plus G equals M, where G is a constant. V, vision, plus A, action, plus G, God, equals M, manifestation. Where G, who is God, is a constant. And that God factor is brought to the scene by faith. So when faith brings God in, the only thing that determines your result now is your V and your A, your vision and your action, because God is a constant. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Why is faith necessary? Number two, faith is necessary to level mountains and obstacles to the vision. Because the vision may experience opposition. And if your vision is not big enough to experience opposition, then maybe it's not a genuine vision. Opposition from the devil, opposition from envious, jealous, and bitter human beings. Opposition from within yourself, probably. But faith is necessary to level mountains and level obstacles to the vision. Mark chapter 11 verse 23. God speaking to Kenneth Hagin said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." This mountain, mountains of human wickedness and human bitterness and ancestral curses and generational curses, we level the mountains by faith. And finally, faith is necessary to stay firm in the face of seeming delay. When it appears as if results are delaying to come, faith is necessary to stay firm in the face of seeming delay. Because most times faith is the twin of patience. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. He said that you be not slothful but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Faith is the twin of patience. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, he said the just shall live by faith. Now, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back, verse 39, but of the draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Where faith is alive, delay can be overcome to stand firm. And finally, Romans chapter 4 verse 20, concerning Abraham, the Bible said he was strong in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief when it was appearing that the promise was delayed. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That was Abraham. He was strong in faith and gave God the praise. Even though it tarries, I am waiting for it, and it will not tarry. That was Abraham. Faith is necessary to stay firm in the face of seeming delay. This is a prophetic word for somebody. In 2023, what God says about you must come to pass. What the devil said concerning you shall be buried. In 2023, the agenda of hell shall be frustrated in your life. That vision you started pursuing last year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, that appeared like it will never come to pass. I am anointed to announce to you today, this year, it shall come to pass. If you are saying amen, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Take your seat so you can stand well. Did you hear something today? Is it as impactful on you as last week's own? Is it as impactful? It's more impactful. Is as impactful? Will it change something in your life? Has this changed something in your life? How many of you are getting more rugged? That you are going to fulfill that vision. That whether the devil likes it or not, you will become what God wants you to be. Stand up on your feet with a shout of victory. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Everywhere you are, and begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to honor Him. Go ahead, lift your hands. Lift your voices. Honor Him, adore Him. Father, we worship You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. We magnify You. We glorify You. Mashataka yada yala husa. Lift your hands and lift your voice and speak to God. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands one moment and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to identify.
What movement is that? Service is just starting. Who are those? Lift up your hands. There is something heavy that God has in store for us this morning. I don't want you to miss it. Until the final grace is shared, please don't move. Lift up your hands and say, Father,
Father,
the grace. First of all, say, Father, thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word
to my life.
To my life.
Today. Say, Father,
I ask
for the grace
to identify
the relevant action
that will bring to pass
your vision for my life.
The grace
to identify
what to do
in order to see what you want me to see.
I receive that grace now.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you for your work to my life today. I ask for the grace to identify the relevant action that will bring to pass your vision for my life. The grace to identify what to do, to see what you want me to see. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Now the next prayer is, Lord, the grace to do it. The grace for action. Energy for action. An urgency of action. Deliver me from laziness. Deliver me from procrastination. Help me to act on time. Are you ready? Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father.
Father.
Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I receive the grace
to act.
The grace
to move.
The grace
to do
what I'm meant to do.
To do
them on time.
Urgency
of action.
I receive now.
Open your mouth and pray. Open your
Let's go. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands to your voice and say, Father,
I reject
the spell
of impatience.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive
the grace
to be patient,
to stick to
it, to
remain in expectation
until
the outcome
is received.
I reject
impatience
now
in the name of
Jesus. Open your mouth
and pray.
Jesus' precious name. And now lift your hands and say, Father,
I receive
an impartation
of the spirit of
faith
for the
fulfillment
of your plan
and your
purpose
for my life
this year.
I receive
that
impartation
of the spirit
of faith
now.
Open your mouth and
pray.
An impartation
of the
spirit of faith.
Precious name.
We have two
more prayers to pray,
and then we'll
receive an impartation
of his power this
morning.
Proverbs chapter
19, verse 21
says, there are many
devices in the man's
heart.
Nevertheless,
the counsel
of the Lord
that shall stand.
Father,
let your
counsel for my
life
in
2023
stand.
Let
your purpose
stand.
Let the
counsel of the
enemy be collapsed.
Let
your agenda for
my life prosper.
Lift
your hands and your voice
and say, Father,
I ask
that
your counsel
for
my life
in
2023
will come to
pass.
Let
the agenda
of
hell
be
frustrated.
Oh God,
in the
name of Jesus,
open your mouth and
pray.
Thank you.
precious name.
I want us to pray three prayers quickly, very sharply, for our nation. Elections are just a few weeks away. Father, let your plan, let your purpose in that election come to pass. Somebody say, what is the plan and purpose of God? It's very clear to know. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, it's very clear to know. The Bible said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be confirmed. So we look physically. That bears witness with our spirit. Who is it that has enough youth, enough energy, enough vibrancy to lead a nation such as this? Who is not old and retired and expired? Who is it, secondly, that has enough health, that is health, and vitality, and is not a baggage of affliction? Thirdly, who is it that has enough mental clarity? Sharpness and precision, accuracy of presentation, and not speaking garbage that is a subject of mockery. You want me to go on? Who is he that has had enough success in life outside of government? A person who can run his life and be successful can run an institution. We have many people whose money cannot be traced except to government, except to public office. We don't know anything they bought or sold, except that they were in government, and then they became rich. Who is it that has traceable record, both in public and private life, that is traceable? Well, this happened and this happened and that happened. Who is this that has verifiable records? In our nation today, you see somebody, a pauper today, bicycle rider today, becomes a politician tomorrow. And he has the biggest house in his village. He has not run anything to succeed with it. The first thing he wants to run is a whole government. And he steals everything. Who is it that has a corruption-free record? Others are corruption in motion. Mobile corruption. Corruption working. Who are those? Who are the people? Who is that? That has come out of a marginalized zone of this nation, where it appears like people from that zone must not rule. Where others have come over and over and over again, ruled and misruled and destroyed the whole country. Who is that person? Very, very clear. Is it not clear? The same people that brought this country into this burden of terrorism, ban banditry, all of them, they conspired. It was a coalition of frustrated, retired people. What they have in common was a common enemy, not a common purpose. And they impose what we are in now on us for going to 8 years. Where people spend time defending the institution instead of the institution defending the people. And they want us, the same wicked people. There's one I forgot. Who is he that has a heart for people? Others don't have any heart for nobody. Have a heart for the... If everybody dies one day, it doesn't matter to them. And they want to recycle themselves. Like recycle gloves that we don't use in the theater. Disposables. Listen. We're going to pray. It is an what Igbo people say to fiakwa. For these baggages to come over this nation again for the next 4 years. These expired drugs that can't remedy and can't be remedied. To come over this nation again. This time their money will fail. Their occultism will fail. Their witchcraft will fail. Everything will fail. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your counsel for Nigeria in this election season will come to pass. Your counsel for our nation shall come to pass. And the counsel of the devil, the counsel of wickedness shall not prosper. Open your mouth and pray. Your perfect will shall come to pass. Your perfect will shall come to pass. Your perfect will shall come to pass. Your perfect will in Jesus' precious name. There is one I forgot. The one who will lead in the fear of God. Most of these people are occultic human beings. While blood is shed and it doesn't move them, it's work. They are shedders of blood. They carry blood-thirsty devils. They can waste a million lives to win election. And it doesn't matter. These are demonic agents. Lift your hands and say, Father, give us leaders that will lead in the fear of God in Nigeria in this election. We receive them now. Leaders in the fear of God. 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 Ah!
of Jesus. Genesis 47 verse 15. The Bible said, and when money failed in the land of Egypt. So money has the capacity to fail. Let them distribute trillions of dollars. Father, let it fail. Let the money of the... You see, it is a shame for somebody to use money to buy his way into an office. If you have to spend money, it means people don't want you. It means you are a liability. You are a baggage, a package that is only meant for just being existence. You are not a person to come into power. Every politician sharing money is a shame. You are a shame to yourself, a shame to your generation, a shame to your family, a shame to humanity. All of you are assisting them to share the money. Shame on all of you. Those are rejected demonic agents that nobody wants. And they want to one go their way by force into office to rule people that they don't want them. Shame. How much were you paid to come to church this morning? You paid your transport to come. The presidents of the world, how much do they pay people before they govern them? How much is Abraham Lincoln pay? George Washington. After 2 tenures of George Washington, American people begged him for a 3rd tenure. They said, please, you ruled us so well for 8 years. We beg you again, come again. He said, if I come again, then what are we running for from England? We are running from a monarchical system where one person rules forever. That is why this is democracy. I will step off. Let somebody else come. That is more honorable than these demonic agents moving up and down with bags of money, looking for who to bribe, whose PVC to buy, whose vote to buy, to come and sit in power to do nothing and become a concern to everybody and be making more medical trips than any meaningful life. Liabilities to everybody. Liabilities to everybody. Today, Father, let their money fail. Amen. Let their money fail. Amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, let the money of the wicked politicians, of the corrupt politicians, let their money fail. Open your mouth and pray. Let their money fail. 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 Precious name. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 7. Are you tired of this prayer? Any labor we need to labor to set us free from these devils, let's labor it now. Just picture another 4 years of traveling to your village and you are not sure of reaching there without banditry attack, without kidnappers attack. Just think of another 4 years of everything walking upside down. The same set of expired people. Nothing to offer. Nothing to offer.
Zero to offer.
But there is a potential for everything to start working. And working with precision.
Amen. I told you many years ago that the time will come where foreigners will look for Nigerian passport.
The way you look for American passport, British passport. Those who ran away will soon start running back.
That's the kind of country we want. Not being harassed at every airport because you are carrying a Nigerian passport.
It's over. Isaiah chapter 27, and everybody read it together. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people and the veil that is spread.
Father, every covering demonic occultic blanket.
You know, in the other election, the two elections ago, it was as if the whole country had a blanket on them. They say a man is coming who has no money to even buy form. Some people bought form for him to become president. That a man is so clean that he has no money to buy form. I told people, I said that is not proof of integrity. It's proof of personal life mismanagement. Poverty is not a proof of integrity. That was what I said then. I said if what was then was evil, what is coming is hell. How many of you remember that? I said we don't have an alternative yet. The whole country, human rights people, all manner of activists, hey, Messiah is coming. He will fight corruption. He will fight terrorism. He will fight this and that. Everything they say they will fight multiplied times how many? Corruption went from primary school to PhD level. Insecurity went from primary school to postdoctoral thesis. Underdevelopment became a professor. Change became chains. Chains. Nepotism multiplied. It was a corporate witch, looks like a corporate witchcraft. Almost a national bewitchment. Most of those people who shouted are regretting now. And most of them suffer the most. We shouted it. Bishop Oyedepo shouted it. There were some quote unquote prophets, overnight prophets, who prophesied the hell we are in now, and they became instant celebrities. I wonder where they are now. Prophesying a demonic system on a nation. And we saw it. It was too clear. Handwriting, it was too clear. Too clear. Not all prophets close eyes to prophesy. There are some with eyes fully opened. They can see clearly. Very too clear to miss. There are those who have to shake like this. That's to show you kindergarten level operation. Lift up your hands and your voice and say, Father, every witchcraft upon this nation, every bewitchment upon this nation, every witchcraft upon our nation, Nigeria, that has tied our nation to do the wrong things over and over, to vote in the wrong direction, every altar of confusion, of manipulation over our land, to make the people to continue to make wrong choices. All you altars, in the name of Jesus, catch fire now.
Jesus. Finally, on this note, Job chapter 5 verse 12. I want every one of us to read it together loud and clear. One to go. It is appointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands. Father, disappoint their devices. If their witchcraft has failed, let the devices fail. Vote buying. PVC buying, voter intimidation, ballot snatching, underage voting. Somebody say fail. Imported voters. Overvoting. Electoral officers compromise. Violence and thuggery. Rigging. Every form of electoral process manipulation. Lift your hands and say, Father, frustrate their devices in the electoral process that is about to come. In the next few weeks, frustrate the devices of the wicked in Nigeria. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Lift your hands and let's appreciate God for answer to prayers. I like you to continue these prayers day and night. Please let there be no relaxation until we see the desired outcome. Please, I beg you. In the last few days, I was almost so restless, sensing some heavy manipulations. Tended to tilt the thing. But God will never allow us to see evil. Make phone calls to your brothers, your sisters, in your village, in your clan. And tell them,
in your compound. This is where Nigeria is. Don't collect their money to tie down your destiny. Tell them the logo. Because the name of the people are not on the ballot. And these days, people don't even know where people are anymore. Because someone was here before, is now here now. Show them what to thumbprint. If possible, you send the pictures to them. Make the call today. In fact, you will be shocked when you ask them, who do you want to vote for? When they call the name, say, what kind of party are they in? You will be shocked the answer someone will give you. Then you, yes, you will be shocked the answer they will give you. Then you can tell them, no, no, no. This is where it is. In the time to come, if God gives us more liberty, we shall be more direct. But you know already. Even the blind know already. Tell them to tell their friends. To tell everybody they know. If the wars come to the wars, and if they give them money, they should bleed the blood of Jesus on the money. And because these are occultic people. They use money as transactions to tie the soul of people. And just confuse their mind. And on the election day, the person is voting another person, thinking it's another person. That's why you don't touch that money at all. And if hunger is too much, because the money was originally stolen money anyway. It's everybody's money. That they are sharing. It's not their money. It's the people's money they stole. They are giving back to the people to get their vote. Wicked people. It will never be well with them. I'm voting the right thing. God, if this word of mouth go from one to one, there are people here from every part of the country. From Borno State, you are here. How many of you are from Borno State here? Let me wave your hand. Let me see you. Yes, you are here. From which local government are you? Eh? Our local government. How many of you are from Askra or Bar local government? Yes, there are plenty here. There are everybody from South, from Bauchi here, from Taraba here, from Kaduna here. Kaduna is plenty here. From everywhere in the nation, vote. Phone your people. God has enough percentage in every state of the country. And you heard me right. Of all religions who are tired of evil. There are people in Benue State who cannot go to farm. The same with Zamfara State. The same with Katsina State. The same with Sokoto State. Who cannot visit their farms because of demons imported by demon fathers into the country. They can't go banditry. They can't go to farm. They can't do anything. So everywhere from across, there are people tired. And this is not going to be about religion now. It is about reality. It is about freedom. It is about deliverance. It is about progress. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. So make that phone call and let's get your feedback. Are you ready? Did you hear something? Did you hear something? Did you hear something? One-to-one mobilization, grassroots to grassroots. Just door to door, word of mouth. Good people are more in this country than bad people. True of us. Why are we behaving as if they are more? It is over. Are you ready for impartation? Yes, sir. How many of you want God's power to touch you? Even each one of us need fire. So that the devil can finally
be laid to rest. Lift your hands and say, Father, I am ready for your fire today. I am ready for impartation today. I am ready. Lift your hands, lift your voice, and just begin to appreciate God. I am ready. I am ready. In Jesus' precious name, wave your hands and give him the praise. The nation's worship on the 27th of January. Nigeria, arise, shine. It's going to be a night of worship, of praise, and of prayer for the next phase of our nation, Nigeria. You'll come wearing a touch of green and white, and come with your little flag, and come with your PVC. We shall present them before God and ask God, now, how many people here, you have PVC? Good. Wave your hand, let's see. Oh, wow, wow, wow. This is incredible. I want to see from all the locations. Wave your hands, you have PVC. Picture in picture. Wave your hands, you have. Media, I'm waiting to see these locations. Just wave your hands. I want to see the hands from all the locations. You have PVC. All right. Give the Lord a clap. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Some are even in church with their own already. Maybe you thought today is election or something. Okay, it's already in your purse. All right. If you don't have, ensure that you pick your PVC before that date. We are going to be lifting them up. Now let the word of mouth go on. And again, you don't have to touch that money. If it is possible for us to discourage them sharing evil money. And any child of God who campaigns for jihadists, when you meet Jesus at the last judgment day, you will give account of all the blood that they have shed in this country. Every Christian, every whatever religion you are, you campaign for killers. You advertise them. You promote them. As far as I know, most of the people who brought this present system into power, although many of them are in other platforms now, most of them are all jihadists. Killers. Terrorists. Terrorist sponsors. Terror collaborators. Terror facilitators. And you are there because they are paying you one chicken change or something. You have vote this, vote that. You are standing right there, conscience dead. People you know will do nothing for the country. What shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world? How much are they paying you? And lose his soul. And what can a man give in exchange for his soul? The blood of the innocent, a crime. Blood of women, pregnant women, the rift open. Children that are fatherless and orphans. Various cities of this nation. And you are there campaigning for killers. let your conscience convict you that you are doing a disservice to humanity by bringing people that have nothing to offer other than destruction and death and bloodshed. Why don't you trek? Why don't you trust God for food? And to stand there and then be campaigning for. There are people who say they want to see me. I say I don't want to see them. I have plenty of people of all political platforms that are here now. All the political parties are here right now. All the parties, ruling party, all the parties, they are here now. Some in House of Reps, some in House of Assembly, all manner, they are here. If I call them, they will come out now. But we are talking far beyond party right now. We are talking about the soul of a nation, the survival of a generation. And most of those people are just on their platform. They know what they believe, and they know what they stand for. They are just standing on that platform for the sake of convenience and for the sake of whatever led them there in the first place. For most of them, I can speak for them. They know what they want and know what they believe. If I were to follow all these sentiments, we won't say anything. If I were to look at the eyes of, oh, this man is in this party, that one is in, we won't say anything. But nobody employed me. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I like you to please go pick up your PVC. Make this restless, aggressive effort and let the prayers be on. And by the mercies of God, we shall have victory. Lift up your two hands and begin to receive fresh impartation, fresh grace, fresh help, fresh mercy. Somebody say, Father, I am saved. I receive your touch. I receive your help on my life. Fresh fire. Fresh impact. Lift your hands up. Holy Spirit, we wait on him. Lift your hands. Anybody ready for something? Lord, I'm ready for revival. For your pouring. For fresh fire. Mashaka lagaya. Lord, I'm ready. Open your mouth and just let the Lord know you're hungry. Lord, I'm hungry for revival, for your pouring, for fresh wine. Lord, I'm hungry for revival. Hey, hey, hey! For your pouring, for fresh wine. Just open your mouth, people, and get there to receive something from God today. Get there. Get there today. Ashanto kola bayada.
Thank you.
the hand. Hey! Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. I see apostolic mantles, prophetic mantles. I see evangelistic mantles, pastoral mantles, teaching mantles, healing mantles, calling, deliverance mantles, financial mantles. I see them falling right now. Receive. Lift your hands. Receive. Jesus. One, two, three. You scream, I receive. That's right. And there will be eruptions everywhere. Unclean spirits will check out. Afflictions will disappear. Chains will be broken. Anything that my Father has not planted in your life shall be dismantled. And above all, fresh graces, fresh mantles, fresh releases will come upon you. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, let the mantles fall. Let fresh fire burn. Let the oil drop. Let the hand of the Lord be released. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. I receive. Yes, Master. Receive. Answering. Give him a big clap of hand. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph.